This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What the hell?
They never stay home.
What?
They're always alone. Even with someone they love.
All right. My Texas listeners were in the house today. Don't let your babies grow up to be doctors. Doctors. Actually, that song was what? Waylon Jennings?
Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson.
And they said, you know, let them grow up to be doctors and lawyers and such. They said, don't be a cowboy, be a doctor, lawyer. You know, I think we would argue, no. Don't be a doctor, lawyer. Be a cowboy.
Be a cowboy. That's right.
A farmer. Grow food.
A cowboy
somehow.
That listens to rock music, but, you know.
A rockin' cowboy.
That's right.
We do rock the health world here. Why do we start with that? Because, in fact, today there is an article on the blog at Huffington Post, HuffPo, they say, Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be doctors. And we're going to start there. We've got, of course, Ty Bollinger coming up. He is on the road. Guess where he's going? I bet you'll never guess, Superdome. Where is Ty Bollinger and family heading? You don't know.
Disneyland.
He's not going to Disneyland.
I'm sorry. What? Where is Ty Bollinger going? Is he going to North Carolina?
He's going to the Healing Revolution Summit. That's right.
There you go.
Yeah, we're all going to be together coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's almost here. And I'm going to be hitting the road tomorrow. So just to give you a heads up, Liam Sheff and Super Don and Anna Victoria Rogers talking about a toxic world and such. So it's going to be a great show tomorrow. But right now we're today. What am I doing going to tomorrow already? What kind of stuff is that?
Live it. Well, medical. You know, you could live in the past, but maybe it's better to live in the future, right?
Yeah, and I got to warn you, Super Don, I could be a little ornery. Don't put your, you know, anything near me. I could bite because I'm just, I'm like in that, I'm taking extra CBD today, so I'm staying calm because there's just so much to do right before a trip, and so many calls are coming in and all of this stuff, and I'm not asking you to play violins. I'm just saying, look out. I could be right on the edge of arg.
We can play a sad country song for you, though. It seems like that's where we're going today.
Well, that's the only reason I'm not yelling and screaming right now, because we had, you know, basically a country song, really just laid-back country song open the show. So thank you for
country
that.
Country music, just like CBD, put you to sleep.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be doctors. Now, why would we not want our babies to grow up to be doctors? Right? Grow up in a Jewish family? My son, the doctor. Yes, grow up to be a doctor. You know, I was going to grow up to be a doctor. It was the only thing I knew because in my heart, I wanted to help people to heal. I wanted to relieve suffering. Now, little did I know it would be my own suffering because it was the only thing I knew was my body and the things I had and all the medicines I took. All the shots I got were from doctors. The only thing that I knew were doctors were medical doctors. They were licensed by the state and they prescribed pills approved by the government. And my uncle, the doctor, he said, don't be a doctor. He didn't say it like that, but he was a New Yorker, too, like my dad. And he said, don't be a doctor. Not like that again, but I don't know what is going on with me. I told you that I'm a little off kilter today. Be careful. And if you want to call me up, you can do that right now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. My dad was a pharmaceutical rep. He could have been a doctor, but he was a drug rep. Well, actually, Fleet Enemas, okay? Summer's Eve, it's, you understand where I get a lot of the stuff I talk about, my upbringing, my history here, pharmaceutical, medical, etc. Now, there's a woman who is a doctor, and her name is Staria, or is it Starla? No, Starla Fitch. Starla Fitch, M.D. I couldn't read the
She's
writing
a surgeon.
There. She's a surgeon. She's also a speaker and a coach. And she says, you know, based on this song, why you may not want your kids to grow up to be doctors. Now, her reasons for not wanting their kids to grow up to be doctors are different than mine. And by the way, when I say this, I'm specifically talking about medical doctors, not other types of healers. And even if your child wants to be a medical doctor, as long as they listen to this show, then it's okay. We'll be all right with that. Because we don't want them to be indoctrinated into wrong ways of thinking, to pollute and intoxicate
the
patients.
Nice play on words there. I like that.
Yeah, I never do that. So why did my uncle say not to be a doctor? This was the late 70s, early 80s, in my teen years. Well, he said, you know, you could tell he was miserable in the profession. He was a medic doctor in Vietnam. He told me stories about what he saw there, you know, working in that horrendous situation. And then he became an X-ray tech doctor and a nuclear medicine specialist, headed up departments at major hospitals and things. And he eventually developed cancer, went through the traditional medical treatments, nearly killed him before he gave up and started going more holistic than even I knew things about. And eventually he passed away. But in the last months of his life, I got to see him. And I remember he was actually smiling and happy. He was painting. He was doing something that made his heart happy. But being a doctor did not make his heart happy. Now, I'm sure he went into it for the right reasons in many ways. He's a good man. And yet he was miserable being in the profession. He says, you know, it's bureaucracy. It's red tape. You can't help people because you're dealing more or less with bureaucracies. The bureaucratic oligarchy of government on the state, national, federal, every level, and in between, even on a local level. Bureaucracy is just eating into the reason you become a doctor, if it's for what I perceive to be the right reasons. You know, it was perceived as well. I don't know if you remember the Super Don, but you be a doctor, you get a nice car, you have a nice house, you live the high life because going to be very wealthy.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, I want to become a doctor. Quite often, at least in my experience, that was what was the driving force, was I want to be the, you know, the wealthy, you know, big car, the house, mm-hmm. and the white picket fence, and the 2.5 kids with the dog and the pool in the backyard, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing is that in order to get to that place, what a lot of people didn't think about it was all of the schooling, the school loans, and, you know, and then you become a doctor, and then you got to pay off those hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to become a doctor, and it's not quite mm-hmm. what they thought it was going to be.
Sure. And that is, in fact, one of the reasons this woman says don't let your babies grow up to be doctors if you envision them having wonderful, high-end lives. So she acknowledges that, and even my uncle said that. It's like, yeah, you'll make more money, but is it worth it in many ways? And it isn't for many. We know the suicide rate, the depression rate in the medical profession is pretty high. And, you know, if you go into something and you want to help people and you find out, oh, my gosh, there's so many obstacles to help people that in order to help people, I'm going to have to kill myself just to help one person. It's not going to be a happy place for you, which is why I encourage you to become unencumbered or never get encumbered by, for instance, licenses, because licenses put you in a subsidiary position, subservient position, to an entity that may have little or no knowledge of what is needed at any given time, particularly in a doctor-patient relationship. So one of the other things she says is don't let your babies grow up to be doctors if you think they will always love their jobs. So she is echoing and mirroring some of these things that my uncle told me all those years ago. And the first one, she says, don't let your babies grow up to be doctors if you want their lives to be cushy and problem-free. Although,
you know, the thing that strikes me on this, though, is that this would apply to any job.
Exactly where we're going. All three of these could apply to anything. I guess she's trying to dissolve the illusion that somehow that's not part of being or being within the medical profession. And it certainly is. It may, in fact, be worse in some ways. But then she goes into here's why you would want to let them be doctors. And this is where I have, I guess, a bit of divergence from her as a doctor. If you want to be proud every day of what they can do to help other people. If you're a surgeon in an emergency room trauma, I give you that because we know where medicine excels and where doctors are absolute incredible what they can do to keep people alive on the edge of life itself in accident right. situations. But if you're talking about most of the rest of what medicine does, no, I would not be proud of my son or daughter, even if I love them, if their main focal point for making money was to drug and intoxicate the people that come to see them. And I know that might be offensive because maybe your son is a doctor, maybe your daughter is a doctor. Well, you could still love them, but really, do you want to be prideful about the fact that they're contributing to the third, second, or first leading cause of death in America, FDA pharmaceutical drugs? That's not something to be proud of. I'm just saying. Understand my distinction here between those that are genuinely helping you versus those that are poisoning you. Let them be doctors if you want to know the deepest happiness of caring for someone, of being empathetic and truly altruistic. Well, again, that could apply to anything that you do, not just in the medical realm. But that's an individual thing, not a collective thing. So I would not ascribe that to the profession itself, but to any individual within it who actually is caring and having empathy and really truly moves altruistically. I count someone like Dr. Ron Paul in that category as you hear stories of him giving away his services to poor folks that couldn't afford to hire an OBGYN to have a baby in those years, long before the government was as intrusive as it has become, leading to Obamacare. And then we get to the depths of despair. If you're willing to let some of them be in the depths of despair, because they're dealing with patients that are going to die. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because there may be some that really feel the depths of despair, but at a certain point they realize if they're dealing at that level all the time, they'll have to detach. And you've heard stories within medical schools and hospitals where they treat patients as if they're numbers. They're not human anymore. And you could say, you could argue, well, it's an adaptation because it's just too painful to look at each one as a human. But I don't know if I buy that argument. Because there's a transition in life, and of course, no one gets out of here alive except, you know, you as soul live on. I agree with that. But the body will end up having to be discarded and left behind and recycle in another way. But don't let your babies grow up to be doctors. Let me know. That's the topic today. We got Ty Bollinger. You can call in with your questions or comments on this subject, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, five things hospitals don't want you to know. We're going to get into that momentarily. We've got a moment of duff. We can squeeze it in. We got more junk science on the issue of herd immunity. It's not real, my friends. No, it's not. It's fake. It's an illusion. And we get to dispel it once again. And we have more validation from the business world of all places. Business insiders are picking up on this fact. Why can't the doctors and the vaccine apologists? Ty Bollinger will be coming up from the road. We hope to see you soon in Asheville, North Carolina. And we'll see you on the other side of this break in just a moment on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 16th, 2014, gold opened at 1303.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,350.43, $675.22 for a half ounce, or $337.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,350.43, $675.22, and $337.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Nice. Streaming live 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCM, GCNlive.com, around the world at UK Health Radio, Digital Radio Dash 103, down under, where it is winter right now. Brrr. And of course, actually, it's winter in the Midwest.
Winter here. Jeez.
I hear in Minnesota, they have like a polar vortex. They're in the 50s or something, or you know, for midsummer, it's even cold for them.
It was 105 here in Oregon yesterday.
Yeah, but you had no humidity, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay then, fine. It wasn't hot.
What? For all my desert listeners, it's 120 with no humidity. It doesn't count. Actually, it does. I've been in Las Vegas in the summer.
Yeah,
quit your whining. See, I'm ornery today. And I don't know. I think I was too nice to doctors in that last segment, maybe. I'm sorry. If I was, just tell me. Call me now. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Hey, let's tell some secrets, shall we?
Okay.
How about five things hospitals don't want you to know? Yeah. We have this linked up in the show notes at robertscottbelt.com. And, you know, I've told stories about going into hospitals if you need some kind of service and finding out the real price or something close to the real price when they'll quote you like childbirth, it's going to cost, you know, this is years ago, $12,000. Maybe they'll say $20,000 now. Hey, what if I'm paying cash? Oh, that'll be five. You know, 25%, 30% of the...
A lot of people don't realize that, too. They don't realize that you can get a cash discount.
Yeah, so if you save up a little bit on the side, you can actually afford stuff, and you might not have to go to Thailand to have it done. I don't know. Just check it out. But there are other things that are not so savory in terms of finding savings that hospitals do. And this article has it over there at naturalnews.com. Number one. Numerous operations are unnecessary. And they reference a thing called 50 Secrets Your Surgeon Won't Tell You. This Marty Makary, MD, told Reader's Digest that nearly 25% of operations are unnecessary.
That's a lot of operations.
It's probably more than that. But, I mean, that's how they make your money. I mean, that's the thing about it. If you go into a hospital, they make money when they're cutting on you, when they're keeping you there. That's how they're billing. Or, even better, if they can collude with Child Protective Services to kidnap your child and experiment on them for a year. Another thing that I don't think that one's in the list, but it should be added to the list now. Yeah. Anyway, five things hospitals don't want you to know. How about
number two?
Yeah, your doctor may have a financial relationship with vendors.
We already knew about that one, didn't we?
What's a vendor?
Are you asking me what's a vendor?
Yeah, yeah. Just making sure I'm making any sense here. Not a vending machine.
Well, I believe we could call a pharmaceutical rep a vendor.
Correct, yeah, the drug company. Yeah. So basically, we've seen this. The movies have been made about it as well. Doctors, they've blown the whistle on this. The money that's being made, kickbacks and other, they tried to cut back on it, but it still happens. So you want to find that out. And was it ProPublica has a lot of this, but it's more or less
ProPublica.
About the,
definitely, yeah. And there's another, we'll have to talk about this. There's another database that's going to be going online here soon that's going to be doing the same thing. Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's see. One other thing here.
Number three,
or you have more to say on that?
Number three.
Oh, yeah, I want to get these secrets out. You may not need that MRI. Magnetic resonance imaging machines are expensive, and in order to justify the cost the hospital paid for it, we can need everybody to get an MRI. Come on. Get your MRIs here.
Yep.
And according to an article by Time, the use of CT scans, which are the radiation scans, and MRIs, which are non-radiation in the same way, have rampantly increased in the past 15 years. Why? Are they really necessary in all those cases? No, we got to pay for the machines.
CT scans tripled between 1996 and 2010.
Yeah, which is scarier to me than the MRIs because you're just dealing with electromagnetic radiation, EM fields, versus ionizing radiation with CT scans that are causing more cancer. What is this number four on the list here?
Oh, this is kind of an interesting one, yeah.
Yeah, our doctors aren't perfect. Is that a secret, or you think you go into a hospital, your doctor's perfect? Come on. You're on drugs.
We've heard it before where people, they take the, if you've got the white lab coat on, what you say is always right, right?
Right. Yeah, Peter Provenos, the MD, PhD, says it this way. Doctors, especially Johns Hopkins doctors, didn't make mistakes. If you did, you suffered your shame silently. And then it goes on to talk about a 36-hour shift at Johns Hopkins. This Dr. Provino says he could have caused permanent brain damage in patients, in himself. But the kind of hours the some folks were working there, it's not functional medicine, if you want to call it functional. You're not functioning right.
No.
So, that's four out of
number
five. Number five. There's no number five.
There is no you're right. There is no number five, but that's because the hospitals don't want you to know.
Yeah, see? This is how secretive it is. You write an article about the five secrets.
How come
the five secrets hospitals don't want you to know, and the fifth one, they're not telling.
It's not on there.
All right. Well, when we come back, I think one of the ones they don't want you to know is that herd immunity isn't real. Also, we're going to squeeze a moment of duh in about the air that you breathe.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right. I'm here. I'm still here. Yeah, we'll be heading out tomorrow to Asheville, North Carolina. Hope to see you all there at the Healing Revolution Summit. Ty Bollinger's on the way with family, and we are going to talk with him as we go outside the box. Not outside the car, outside the box. He'll be inside the car at the second hour of the show today. RobertScottBell.com is the website, and 866-939-2355 is the phone number. We get into some junk science, the myth of herd immunity in a moment. Science. Right?
Yes.
We talk science here occasionally, and some people say, well, you're not a scientist. And, of course, what is a scientist? we've also addressed that definition. And I said most of the science that's being conducted, a fourth grader can see through it. That's how bad that it is out there. Now, some of you might say, well, Robert, you're exaggerating. Okay, it's not like I've never exaggerated and never covered a scientific story that maybe a fourth grader would go, Daddy, I'm not sure what you mean by that, right? Or, but I'm telling you, this next story we got is that, I'm talking a third grader. We could query third graders on this next one, and yet somebody invested some money to get some study going to publish something that is so patently obvious. It could only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh, brought to you by the air that I breathe and to love you. a new study reveals you will never, Super Don, this is just incredible. Get your grandkid. How old's your grandkid? Like a few weeks old?
He's like a month old already.
A month old. Little baby will know this. New study reveals that cleaner air could help save your life.
Oh.
Yeah. You mean that sucking on an exhaust pipe coming from a big old factory is not good for your health?
Clean air, good for you. Bad air, bad for you. Yeah,
bad for you, right?
And you know what? This wasn't some small little researcher in their grandma's basement somewhere in, you know, North Dakota. We're talking Duke University School of Medicine.
This is the very same medical school that figured out that your appendix was not an unneeded appendage, that there was a purpose for it years ago.
Not an extra part there. Yeah.
Right, not an extra part. Parts is not parts. Published in the June 2004 Journal of Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Diseases, the study raises the bar for environmental awareness and provides valuable fuel to the cause of clean air, right? Valuable fuel. Don't burn that fuel! And, I come back to the whole global warming debacle. If Al Gore had a lick of sense, instead of going for warming, which there's no way you could prove warming. There's too much change in Earth temperature throughout its history. Sunship. It was just a losing argument. And I am here to tell you, Al Gore never meant to win the argument. He only meant to continue the Hegelian dialectic, to keep everybody distracted while the governments of the world kept propping up monopoly industries, including the oil industry, that he claimed to hate or not like, as he was burning the candles that were called light bulbs in his five mansions, wherever they are in Tennessee.
That was such a crazy story, too. He was behind the whole, you know, the whole carbon credit thing. You know,
right, whole carbon credit trading scheme.
Carbon credits, yes.
I mean, it was another scam scheme that these elitists, you know, want for themselves, but not for you. You're not in it, as George Carlin said. The club we're not in. Don't want to be in that club. But here you go. My point of bringing up Al Gore is not just to make fun of him. It's literally to say, Al, if you were serious about this, and I think that you do eat organic non-GMO food, probably, you would have said, this is about global intoxication. This is about poisoning the planet. And you'd be hard-pressed that even the most staunch so-called Republican conservative that you think hates little children and old people is going to argue that, yes, we need to pollute the planet more. Because, you know, the true origin of the word, I guess, conservatism would be to conserve resources, to not, you know, blast them out and waste them. And the issue of waste is the issue here. We're putting waste into the atmosphere that we cannot deal with. It's not, you know, like the waste of one organism is the food for another. But the waste of burning these so-called fuels, much less the radiation-type fuels of nuclear plants, are not something that we thrive and subsist on. And that's the problem. We're spewing out more of this garbage than we can handle. And that means ill health. That means COPD, other respiratory diseases, liver toxicity, cancer, etc. And so to have a study like this, yeah, great, good, you figured it out, right? Polluted air, not good for your health. But really, what kind of money was wasted on this? Probably from the taxpayers of North Carolina, maybe the rest of the country. And so what are we going to do?
I would say this is the rest of the country. This wouldn't be just North Carolina. In this particular study, they focused on North Carolina in the study. but it seems weird that they do a study and they come to a conclusion that pollution's bad for you. We've known this for a long time.
Right.
But that's not good enough. They want to dial it down and dial it in, which I can understand. From a scientific standpoint, you want to get all of the data and look at all the different types of ways and particulate matter and noxious gases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that doesn't change the fact that the overall conclusion you're going to come to is it's bad for you.
Right. I know. And the thing is, I knock yourself out, but don't steal my money to point out the obvious, right? That's all I'm saying. And you know, if you want to use money, use it to research something that would actually help people. But the things that are helping people are not the drugs, even though steroids can save your life when you're in the middle of an asthma attack. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about the reason that you might have an asthma attack is due to chronic intoxication of the liver and the lungs compensating, which leads us to our question of the day. Debbie asks, I would like to know if CBD or anything else besides RX meds would help with COPD. Okay, Debbie, since we're on the subject.
I don't know, Robert. Now, is this might, well, this could be a moment of duh, right?
What? Why would this be a moment of duh?
Well, because, I mean, we can pretty much rule out the RX meds, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, suppressing of symptoms is your game, then fine. But, you know, at what cost? You're going to kill yourself with those drugs. The reality is COPD, we're talking about lungs. Healing the lungs, the most profound herbal tool that I know is lobelia, L-O-B-E-L-I-A, lobelia tincture. We've talked about it over the years here. And that is something you drop a tincture, you know, a dropper full of that tincture into a large glass of water and don't chug a lug it. Sip the water over the course of the day or the morning and do that each morning. And you're going to heal lungs. It's incredible. There are things that you can inhale into the lungs. You can nebulize the silver hydrosol. You can take homeopathic remedies like antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, Spongia tosta. Remember, we talk about toasted SpongeBob. SpongeBob doesn't like it when we talk about him in this way, but
Spongia tosta. New hors d'oeuvre, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, SpongeBob, you know that you're a remedy for the lungs?
Only if we toast SpongeBob. Who is that?
Is that a new impression from Robert Scott Bell?
That was your son, Patrick. No, that was Patrick from SpongeBob. That's right. I'm just teasing
Patrick.
Oh,
man. I've got that on tape. We're going to have fun.
Uh-oh. Big trouble. Big trouble. See, I told you I was ornery. You like it when I'm ornery because weird things happen on the Robert Scott Bell Show when this happens. So, all right. So I mentioned that. Also, Bryonia alba. Number one, Bryonia alba, the common wild hops in homeopathic form addressing liver and lungs simultaneously. And yes, you can deal with this, you can overcome the COPD, but you must help the liver. That's why Bryonia alba is my go-to start or a detoxifying formula or set of formulas. Selenium, chromium, silica, all of that stuff too. It's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Read about it. Extra, read all about it. TFB, RSP, I have a new book out. It's called Unlock the Power to Heal. And we're going to sign it for you if you come to the Healing Revolution Summit. Very few copies have ever been released to the world that have TMB and RSB signed in the same book.
Both.
So that's
true.
Yeah. That'll
that's
be cool.
True.
Oh, man. Am I just squeezing out the biggest topic of the day just about? Yeah, of course.
Well, do we have a poop story coming? Is that what you're
No mean? Poops. Oh, squeezing what? It out. Thanks a lot, Super Don.
I didn't know what you were.
Gross.
Sorry.
You're so gross. I told my son I'm not pulling his finger because it is not the cure for cancer. He was bummed out. He was totally bummed.
Pull your own finger. The power to heal is yours.
Right. So mainstream financialpost.com, Junk Science Week. Now, normally when a mainstream publication puts out something about junk science, it's all about, oh, you crazy parents that speak out against vaccination. This is a shocker. This is, in fact, a shocker. We could do 10 weeks on this one. Junk Science Week, quote, vaccinating the herd. Vaccinating the herd. Now, here I'm thinking it's going to be about how herd immunity is great and people are bashing and trashing it. That's ridiculous. But in fact, it's the opposite. They are bashing and trashing on herd immunity. They say it doesn't exist. Mass vaccination advocates rely on herd immunity to make their case, but it doesn't exist. Wow. I'm nearly stunned into silence on this. This is so phenomenal that it's not just you and me, Super Don. It's not just Mike Adams. It's not just Ty Bollinger speaking out about the fact that herd immunity is a myth.
Yeah. I mean, this is a major news outlet, Financial Post, where this is. And this Lawrence Solomon, we've reached out to him. His schedule is kind of busy right now, so we haven't been able to get him on the show, but he
said, come on, let's be honest. He said, bugger off, guys. We don't want to be on your show.
Who are you? Yeah.
Yeah, right? No, I don't know. We don't know what the deal is. But yeah, it is. It is. And you know, this is the amazing thing here is when they talk about, you know, this, well, our targeting would be 100%. If we could get everybody vaccinated, certainly we would have herd immunity then, right? But even vaccinating 100% of the population wouldn't be enough, say scientists at the Mayo Clinic's vaccine research group. The Mayo Clinic! Come on, you liberal vaccine worshippers, where are you? The Mayo Clinic said it, not just RSV. Why? Because the measles vaccine is a dud, offering no protection at all for many people. And its effectiveness wanes with others. Even if they get boosters.
What a profound thing to say here, right? Even vaccinated 100% of the population isn't enough. So what are you going to do? Vaccinate 110%?
Yeah, let's do it again. We're going to start over because it really there's no such thing as herd immunity. But we'll keep you convinced, and that way we can make you feel guilty for not getting shot up or not getting your children shot up with experimental medicaments that you would not drink. You must read this story. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don's blasting it out through Twitter and Facebook, etc. And you will see what we have been saying for many years. Herd immunity, so elusive today. It doesn't exist because you don't catch a disease as a herd. Do you understand that your immune system is yours and not your brother's? If you're not well, you can't blame your brother. But he coughed on me. Well, are you well enough to withstand the coughing? No, you want to blame someone else. We are not victims here. Am I getting a little too ornery? Call me, 866-939-2355.
You need some CBD.
Anymore.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What did you think all them saddles and boots was about?
Oh, man.
There you go.
Is that Superdome? Was that the sequel to Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys?
No, this is a song. Listen, we came in with Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings.
Waylon
and
Jennings.
Willie Nelson's. I figured why not keep the trend going? That is Willie Nelson singing a song called "Cowboys Are Often Secretly Fond of Each Other."
Yeah, but I mean, it's like Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Gay Cowboys. That's why I thought it was like the sequel. But why would we open with this segment with something like that? Does this have anything to do with the story about lesbian vaccinations?
Yeah, believe it or not, I mean, I came across this and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And apparently there's been a study, HHS study, that has discovered that lesbians are more likely to get vaccinated, but they also drink excessively. We needed to know this, you know.
Wait. This is the headline. Yeah, you're right. Look at this. Lesbians are more likely to get vaccinated, but on the other hand, they're also likely to drink excessively. It's like one better than the other. I'm looking at both of these. I'm going, that's not but. It's an and. You know, they're more likely to get vaccinated, and they also drink excessively. Yeah. This is not me saying it. This is the Department of Health and Human Services. If you got a problem, take it up with who's head of HHS now? Because I think, what's her name, resigned over the debacle of the rollout of Obamacare.
Yeah, I don't recall. I don't recall.
I want to say Janet Yellen, but she's like the head of the Federal Reserve or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for some reason, the Department of Health and Human Services compiled the very first of its kind federal study of sexual orientation and health practices that evaluates differences across the different groups.
Like, we needed to know lesbians drink heavier and get more vaccines. I don't know how that's beneficial. I mean, maybe it's beneficial if... No, it's not, because if you happen to be of that persuasion and you vaccinate and you drink heavily, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know. We've never done a poll of listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show versus sexual orientation. I just
no,
don't
we
think
haven't,
we
but
care.
Listen,
I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
I know. I have some friends who are in that category. Let me just say that do listen to the show, but they are not the ones that are vaccinating or drinking heavily. Well, the drinking part, actually, I don't know. But they're definitely not into the vaccines. especially things like, you know, HPV shots. But did it say here that they're more likely to get flu shots?
Yeah, I mean, among other things, like, you know, they found that bisexual people of both genders significantly have are likely to have health insurance than people of any other group, et cetera, et cetera. They found that nearly half of gay and lesbian respondents reported getting flu vaccines, but bisexual and heterosexual people lagged behind.
Hmm.
So I
have no explanation.
I don't know what you do with that, but
yeah, at this moment, Super Don, I have no explanation because I really haven't figured out this. What does this mean? If it means anything, but if you know, you can call us 866-939-BELL and let us know.
Stumped the host. Yes.
Yeah, this is definitely not a moment of duh. It's a moment of huh. I'm not sure.
Yeah. What? I mean, look at
but it does.
For example.
Okay.
Nearly a quarter of bisexual respondents were uninsured.
Yeah.
Okay. Approximately 84% of gay, lesbian, heterosexual respondents did not have medical coverage.
Well, that actually is smart, in my opinion. Right? I've said this.
Yeah,
the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good medical insurance.
I just don't understand why we got to break it up into groups. Because if you look at that statistic, 84% of gay, lesbian, mm-hmm. and heterosexual respondents did not have medical coverage. Okay, so you've got gay... You've got lesbian and heterosexual. What else is there?
Are there any agnostics?
I mean, I'm sure there's some more there, but I don't know.
Super Don, when it comes to sexuality, are there any agnostics? They weren't listed?
Agnostic sexuality? What? I think there's
they're not sure. That. They're just that's, not sure.
That's,
they didn't,
I don't know. I don't.
They didn't break that one out. Okay. It wasn't directed at you, Super Don. It wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't oh, nice. I didn't think about it that way, but thanks for pointing that out. Now I'm going to get insecure.
Yeah. No, don't do that. You're Super Don. You can't be insecure. Hey, listen, I'm looking forward already to the weekend, as you know. That's maybe part of it. I'm not all present here. If I slur my words or skip a word here and there, probably I'm in the future, too, at the Healing Revolution Summit. And we got that coming up very soon in Asheville, North Carolina. Check it out at kingbio.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Drink up on some Robert's water. I've got the Echo 7 unit. We're going to be hooking it up at the event. So if you haven't tried that water, we are going to have it for you to try when we're together. Paul Bertero is going to be there as well. Robertswater.com. Next hour, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger in the car heading to Asheville. And we are going to talk medical conspiracies. Yeah, 50% believe them. What about the other half? We'll find out. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.